In today's world of overstimulation, seemingly unlimited distractions and short attention spans, it's no wonder there are so many people who don't succeed. It's no wonder so many people never achieve anything significant. It's no wonder so many people never reach their true potential. If you want to achieve anything great, you must shut out all distractions. Successful people are focused people. Successful people could go into a space where they shut out everything, where they lock in on the task in front of them, lock in on their goal, lock in on their dream. If it is important enough to you, you will shut out all distractions. Shut the door. Turn your phone off. Turn off social media. Lock in, focus, and get the job done. A recent study pointed out that the average adult spends around 1 hour and 40 minutes every day on social media. That is nearly 12 hours per week, over 50 hours per month, 616 hours per year. It adds up to 128 days over a period of 5 years. 128 days wasted every 5 years. Imagine if you used that time better. Just imagine if you replaced that wasted time with completely focused time, working on something you love. The person you will be in 5 years' time will be very different depending on which path you choose to take. Those who don't succeed, let's call them, I don't know, the majority, they're like a puppy with a bone. Anytime a bone comes along, social media likes or comments, a text message, a TV show, an opportunity at another night out, any attention or meaningless distraction, they drop everything important to them and chase the bone. They could be sitting on a $1 million idea, something that could change their life completely, but as soon as that bone comes along, they follow it, day in and day out. Meaningless distractions tearing people away from a life they deserve. Meanwhile, they are left feeling empty inside because they haven't fed their soul with the pride that comes from self-growth. Growth from shutting out the world and going all in on their dream. Growth from finding a way when there seems to be no way. Growth that comes when you go beyond the life you thought you were capable of. Every time you choose something over your goal, you form a bad habit. A habit that gets stronger and eventually overpowers your goal. It defeats your dream. Form a different habit. A habit of discipline. Discipline from shutting out what most won't so you have the things most don't. A habit of going all in. A habit of integrity. When you say your goal matters to you, show that it matters. Make it a priority. If you want to achieve great things, shut out the distractions of this world and make your goal a priority. Steve Jobs once said, "People think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on. But that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that there are. You have to pick carefully. You have to be able to shut out everything but the most important thing that you must do right now. Get it done with 100% of your presence and attention. Give it everything you have, your heart and your soul. That will ensure your best work and will lead to your next best result." Zig Ziglar said, "Lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. We all have 24-hour days." Now that's the truth if I've ever heard it. We all have 24 hours in a day. How you spend that time will determine where you end up in life. How you spend your 24 hours will determine if you live with pride or regret. How you spend your 24 hours will determine if you survive or thrive. Now it's time to focus. Lock out the things you don't need. Lock in on the life you must have. Prepare yourself for now so you can enjoy later.
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Around 97% of students are distracted by cell phones. Are you a part of that 97%?
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Whether your distractions are text messages, checking emails, surfing the web, playing games, or scrolling through social media, the fact remains that it is a distraction.
I'm saying to you today that there are some of you, if you give up your cell phone, you would be successful. But your cell phone is more important to you than your success.
Stop wasting time on your cell phone. Facebook isn't going anywhere. Instagram will still be here this weekend. Focus on your dreams. Focus on your studies. Focus on your goals and aspirations.
Put the thing down. Look up. You're missing stuff. What is the long-term effect of too much information? We don't know, but we're finding out.
Focus on becoming a better you. A better you that is not distracted by unnecessary things.
You got to cut off the cell phone. You got it. No TV. There were those of you who were watching the game last night. You really didn't have no business watching these boys win a national title, going to the NBA, making millions. You didn't have no business watching them because you're not where you need to be.
One that is determined to succeed and not scroll. That is determined to prosper and not post, to grow all day and not gain all day. Stop wasting time on your cell phone.
And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
It's about you and your future. It's about your grades. It's about your dreams. Ultimately, it's about your life.
The time you spend on your cell phone could be used for your success. The time you could be using to be successful, you're using it on the cell. And the cell phone is not bringing you nothing but a bill.
Is your life more important than that app, than that game, that post?
I need cell phones off. Listen to me. Some of you are going to be broke for the rest of your life because of that little thing on the side. You're going to be broke for the rest of your life because of a little cell phone.
We're so plugged into our cell phones that we become blind to the world around us.
And somebody has told you, you couldn't live without it.
We can't take our eyes off the screen long enough to see the beauty of the world around us. Let me break it down for you like this. You are given 24 hours in one day. Let's be honest. You're going to sleep for about 6 to 8 of those hours. So that leaves you with about 16 to 18 hours left in your day.
Digital distraction. How many people feel like your mind is so distracted and you can't focus on just one thing anymore?
And the fact that you cannot put it away is because you are addicted. Right? If you wake up and you check your phone before you say good morning to your girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse, you have an addiction. And like all addiction, in time, it'll destroy relationships, it'll cost time, and it'll cost money, and it'll make your life worse.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
You're in class probably for about 4 to 6 hours per day. That leaves you with about 10 to 12 hours left. I get it. You got to eat a few times that day. You might have to get a quick hour nap in. Now you're left with about 7 to 9 hours remaining in your day. And that's on a good day. that you're left with about 7 to 9 hours. On other days, you might have even less time.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
You can accomplish so much in 7 hours. You can type your mandatory paper in school in less than 7 hours. You can study long enough to pass an exam in less than 7 hours. There are so many things that you can complete within 7 hours that remain in your day. But for some reason, you can't put down your cell phone long enough to realize you've had your cell phone all day.
Can you put it down? Are you using it, or is it using you? And where is it leading you? And I'm not telling you, oh, I'm against the establishment and all of that. I'm telling you, at least ask yourself, what is the long-term effect of too much information? What is it doing to me?
Don't miss what I'm telling you. Stop wasting time on your cell phone. I get it. You're going to say, well, I don't spend 7 hours straight on my cell phone. But watch this. You might check it up to 60 times per day. And each time you check it, you might only spend about 4 minutes on it at a time. Well, 60 times 4 is 240 minutes, which equals 4 hours. So before you even realized, you may have spent 4 hours on your cell phone throughout the day simply checking it.
Be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. Some of you focus until the phone ring, and then you're like, I gotta answer it. If I don't answer the phone, I'm gonna die.
Now, whether you're checking and responding to emails or text, whether you're surfing the web, whether you're on social media, or even checking the weather and traffic, the fact remains, you have just spent 4 hours doing so. Then you go home, away from work, away from school, and spend even longer on your cell phone. Now listen, I'm not saying that you should never check your cell phone. I'm not saying that it's bad to be on your phone. But what I am saying is, if you are on your phone more than you are being productive with your school or your business, that's a problem.
A lot of people, they give away their sovereignty and their power first thing in the morning. Like the first thing in the morning, they'll pick up their phone and they'll check everything, you know, because there's the way it's set up, right? They're getting their dopamine fixes, and it's really rewiring their brain. So it's training them just to be distracted all the time.
If you would rather check social media more than school, that's a problem. If gossip is more important than grades, that's a problem. If apps are more important than your accomplishments, that's a problem. If Facebook is more important than your future, that's a problem. Stop wasting time on your cell phone.
I need you to study like you've never studied before. I need you up all night long studying, getting about 3-4 hours here, hour and a half here, 2 hours here. You hear me say this all the time. For some of you, this is it.
There is nothing that is more important than you achieving all of the things you want to do in life. And if you are being too distracted by your cell phone, then you've got a problem. Now, I'm not here to sugarcoat it. I'm not here to ask you nicely. I'm here to tell you, stop wasting time on your cell phone. So here's what I want you to do. Make a commitment to yourself right now. Challenge yourself today that the same amount of time you have been given to your cell phone will now be spent working on your dreams, your goals, your aspiration, your studies. push yourself to succeed just as much as you push those buttons on your phone. Then, and only then, will you be successful in life and in school.
Is there a need for 24 hours a day news? Is there 24 hours a day worth of news?
You have to give it everything you got. No more TV, no more parties, no more plan. If you don't have a 4.0, what you need to be doing is studying. Get off the phone.
What if I told you that you could do twice the amount of studying you're doing right now in half of the time? So instead of spending 20 hours a week or 10 hours a week, you could do it in 5 or 10 and do twice the amount that you're doing. And it wouldn't be boring. It wouldn't be hard to get into. Because sometimes, let's face it, it does become boring. It does get hard to get started. It does become hard to stay on track. But what if it doesn't have to be? What if I told you that it could require less effort? It could be more fun and much more exciting. In this video, I'm going to explain for you 11 ways that you can do exactly that. How you can learn to study smart. And this is something that if you follow this process, if you stick with it, it's going to win you the respect and admiration of everyone around you. The teachers that are helping you to get the grades that you want. The students in the classroom that you sit next to. But also, most of all, the person that looks back at you in the mirror every single day. So let's get into it. The first thing that great students do when it comes to studying smart is scheduling their study sessions, breaking their time down. A lot of us, we fail to understand that time is actually something you can control. What do I mean by this? Well, what I mean is you have 24 hours in a day, 86,400 seconds. And the person who has planned and prepared every single one of those to the best of their ability, they're going to get more out of their time. So the first thing you need to sit down and do is schedule throughout the week from Monday to Friday, on Saturday and Sunday, in your evenings, in your mornings, in your breaks between lessons. What studying are you going to do? Which topic are you going to focus on? So that when you sit down at the desk, you haven't left anything to chance, but you've scheduled in exactly what you're going to do. So it requires less brain power, precious brain power that you need to focus on learning, to focus on studying effectively. It's not used up in deciding what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. It's already laid out for you. I want you to imagine the life of an athlete, the life of a boxer preparing for his final fight. They don't leave these things to chance. Their meals, their training regimen, the things that they need to work on has been planned beforehand, and you can use the people around you to help you do that. The second thing that you need to focus on is what we call the Ebbinghaus curve. And basically what it means is you forget things over time. So if you learn something today, tomorrow you may remember 50% of it. The day after you may remember 25%. And within a week, you might only remember 5%. That's the way that your brain works. The quicker you understand this, the quicker you can factor this in to your studying regimen. So let's take a look at this. You use a technique called spaced repetition. So if you study a topic on day one, you want to come back to it on day three, day five, day seven, and space your repetition out. The more you repeat things, the deeper the memory becomes. And that brings us to the next tip, which is depth of processing. When you take in information, if you want to remember it more effectively, a very powerful way of doing this is to remix that, is to change that information. So if you're looking at information in a textbook, think of a rhyme, think of a pattern, maybe make a video, maybe make a colored diagram, an illustration to help you to change that information, to help you remember it at a deeper level. You don't just want to read it and study it and then regurgitate. You want to change it in some way. So the next thing is get to your spot. And what I mean by this is, what is the space, the place, the environment that you're the most productive in, that you're the most focused in? One of the things that we forget as human beings is that we are influenced by our environments. The kind of student that you are in your classroom is different to the kind of student that you're going to be in your bed. When you're under the covers and you've got your laptop on your lap, you're going to be more productive in one area than another. So find out what that is for you and make sure you get to that spot as quickly as possible. Most of the difficulty when it comes to studying is not in the studying itself. It's in the activation energy required. I talked about this in the previous video that I did with this channel. Go ahead and go and check that one out. Sometimes we focus on getting more motivation, improving our techniques, and trying to fuel our rocket ship even more. But another way of making your studying more effective is to remove the resistance, to cut out the distractions like social media. So don't have your phone next to you. Turn it off, put it in a different room. Remove any kind of distraction. And I'm talking about people, your dog. Put your dog in a different room if you have a pet or an animal that distracts you. Go somewhere where you cannot be distracted, and the only single thing that you can do is focus on the most important thing. And the most important thing is studying, revising, learning, removing those distractions, so less effort and energy is required for you to focus, and you can use it on what's important. And that brings me to the next point. You want to work at two levels. So increase your fuel and your motivation to study. Think about and write down, tell people why you're doing this. I'm doing this because I want to become a doctor, an engineer, an entrepreneur, a social activist, a campaigner. And at the same time, remove the blocks that are stopping you. Remove the activation energy required for you to start studying. So before you go to bed at night, have your notebook out and ready on your desk. Make sure it's free of any clutter. Even have the pen ready. So the only thing you have to do is sit down and start taking notes. You don't even have to write the title or the date because those things are already done. And what you want to realize here is that success is a setup. It's not an accident. So make it happen that way. Plan and set yourself up for success. Habits. Let's talk about habits. Because as much as you want to be motivated, if you want these things to be effortless, you need to build habits. Now think about brushing your teeth every morning. When it comes to brushing your teeth, it doesn't require motivation. You don't watch a motivational video for you to brush your teeth, or for you to go to the toilet, or for you to put your shoes on in the morning. The only thing you do is you do the habit. And so by building habits, you make it easier and easier for you to execute the thing that you need to do. Habits don't require motivation. So how do you build the habit of studying effectively? You start small. You start with a small habit and you progressively make it harder and harder. So you might start off at the beginning with doing 10 minutes in the morning. And then your goal is simply to be consistent for 2 weeks, just studying 10 minutes every morning, very focused, very effective. And then you make it 15 minutes, 2 weeks again, very focused, very effective. And then you move to 20 minutes. And the next thing you know, you're doing 2 hours every single morning before you even get to school, college, or university. And you graduate your habits gradually over time. The problem that a lot of us have is we try and do too many things at once, focus on one thing. And that brings me to my next point. Know what it is that you're looking for when it comes to revision, when it comes to studying. So be smart about it. You don't have to learn everything. The examiner, the teacher in the classroom, know what it is that they are looking for. Play the game, because this studying game that you're in right now, this period of your life, some of the things that you're learning are functional and some of the things that you're learning are lifelong practical things. So know the difference. If there is something that you need the examiner to see, if there is a way that you need to present your essays, if there's a way that you need to present the information, give it to them that way. Hard work is going to beat talent when talent doesn't work hard, which brings me to my next point. It's not just about your genetics. It's not just about what you're capable of. You might be the smartest student in that classroom, just like I was, but if you don't work just as hard as the 20, 30 other people in that room, they're going to beat you. They're going to destroy you. And when it comes to that day at the exam, they put in more hours than you. They studied better than you. They looked at past papers. They spoke to other students about what they needed to do. And they were just sharper when it came to that moment, like a samurai who keeps his sword sharp. When the moment came to strike, they didn't hesitate. They only needed one opportunity. And I want you to be as sharp as you possibly can. So focus on putting in the hours. So we got two more points left, and these are probably the most important. I need you to really hear me now. When you study, I don't want you to study like a student. I don't want you to study like anyone in your classroom. I want you to study like a lecturer. Now imagine the way that your teacher or your lecturer studies for the classroom. If they were sitting that exam, if they were sitting down for that study session, what are the things that they would do differently? What are the books that they would read differently? What kind of research would they do? And really get yourself into their shoes, into their mindset, because that's what's going to take you 10x forward. It's going to take you 10 steps further than you are at the moment. If you think like a beginner, you're going to prepare like a beginner. But if you learn to think like a master, like the lecturer, like the person who's teaching everybody else, what level of preparation would that require? And then act in accordance with that. And the final, most powerful, practical technique when it comes to studying smart is what's known as the low-key method or the low-key method. And to keep it simple, it means this. If you're trying to learn a new language, let's say you're learning Spanish, use your room, use your house that you live in to hold different memories in different places. So I used to use this when I was studying for French. I'd keep all of the things related to sports in one room. I'd keep all the things related to common conversations in my kitchen. And I would put labels on things. The spoon in my kitchen drawer, I knew exactly if I was looking for that information, it's the spoon in the drawer. And if I look at the label in my mind, I can see the word associated with it. So use this. So when you're walking around your house has now become a study session and you're walking inside that matrix. You've hacked the system. So even when you're sitting down to have dinner and you look up, you can see the revision notes for that module that you found difficult. And every single day, you're coming back to what I talked about at the beginning of this video, that spaced repetition. You're repeating what you need to remember again and again, and you've got that depth of processing. The reason this is powerful is because you've created an immersive studying experience, and that's what the greats do. There is no line between studying and not studying. There is no off switch. There's just different levels of immersion. So imagine if you were living in your textbook and you made your physical environment a representation of all the things that you need to learn. You're walking around in this palace of information. And I want to leave you with the most powerful quote of all when it comes to education. There is no end to education. There is no end to the things you learn. It's not that you read a book, you pass the exam, and that's it, you're finished. The whole of your life, from the moment you're born to the moment that you die, is a process of learning. So if you can apply the things here, you schedule your learning, you schedule what you're going to learn when, you space your repetition out, you remix things so you can remember. You get to the spot. You cut out the distractions. You increase your motivation and you remove the blocks. You start with small habits and progressively make them harder and harder and harder. You know what it is that the person you're studying for is looking for. So you learn those things. You're practical about it. You know that hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work. You study like you're a lecturer and not a student. And you use that low-key method to turn the environment that you're in into a wealthy palace of education there is no reason why you can't achieve more, do more. And like I said at the beginning of the video, you make your studying more effective so you can do twice as much in half the time. And now it's become effortless, exciting, and fun. And those are the 11 ways that you do it. Accept only the best and nothing less. I'll see you in the comments below, and make sure you check out my other video on motivation to study. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.